We are meeting today in a pale of gloom, enveloped by darkness. There is anguish writ large on our face. There is pain that has penetrated our hearts. That one was very dear to us. One who was part of us. One who was the eternal and the indomitable source of energy from where transmitted the inspiration that moved and ignited countless number of Indians all over is no more with us. We are saddened by the sudden demise of Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. The South Indian Education Society and the Sri Shanmukhananda Fine Arts and Sangeet Sabha enjoyed a very close and an intimate connect with Dr. Kalam, as was borne out by the documentary that was shown to you. Both the institutions were privileged and blessed that each time during the course of his lifelong institutional journey, when it reached milestones, he was there to share their joy, motivate them and goad them to higher levels of performance. Dr. Kalam lived a full life. He did all that was humanly possible with the lifespan that was endowed to him by the good Lord. In fact, he convincingly demonstrated that an ordinary boy from an obscure, distant village which is almost on the borders of this country, and who took to news vending to supplement income to aid and support his education, can aspire and will become the president of this country. It is not that Dr. Kalam's is the only illustrative case of ordinary persons with extraordinary abilities who have climbed the ladder of success. But the way he endeared himself to the people of this country, the probity and the honesty with which he held on and discharged the functions of the office of the president of this country, or the decisions that he took which are essentially India first, India last, almost made him part of every mind that works for the welfare of this nation of ours. The scriptures are bound with thoughts which say that birth is just a choice. It's a biological process. It is an incident. In fact, it's one of the samskaras, of the 40 samskaras that we have in the Hindu code. It is just an happening. But death has majesty and beauty. And it is the way you depart from this earth that will tell the world how well you lived during the life journey that you were in. That is why the Shastras say, Ekadashi Maranam, Dvadashi Dahanam, Trayodashi Punarjanmam. That if ever anyone were to desire to die on a particular day, it should be the Ekadashi day. And in Dr. Kalam's case, it was just not Ekadashi. It was Ashada Ekadashi. The month of Ashada Ekadashi is the most sacred. And he terminated his life journey on that auspicious day. Adi Shankara says in his Prashnotra Ratnamalika that every being, including animals, he says, desire that the end should come as it is. It should give no pain to the person who is going to die and to the people around. Anayasa Maranam. That's how we described the best of deaths that can come to people. Who will disagree with me if I were to say that there could never have been a death which comes when you are on with your boots and when you are speaking and then you depart. The glory and the majesty of a soldier is when he sacrifices his life with his full boots on. And to a karma yogi it is no different. He also, if he were to put an end to his life journey when discharging what he liked most in the company of children and to share with them the vision of this country. And it was at that point of time Dr. Kalam passed away. So what is it that is there for us to grieve? It is the best that could have ever happened to anyone. To the noblest of souls, the noblest of saints have not got it, but Dr. Kalam got it. The Lord says, Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityu, dhruvam janma mrtasya cha, tasmat aparihartam, kim tum shochitum arhasi. What are you grieving? To every person born, death is certain. And to every person who dies, rebirth will come. When such is the certainty of the cycle of birth and death, there is nothing to grieve, says the Lord. And then he goes further to say, this death is beautiful. Vasansi jirnani yedavihaya navani grinnati naroparani. It is as simple like taking away a soiled cloth and putting it away and putting on a new cloth. So too is this soul which is eternal, which is ephemeral, which is non-destructive. It is only this body of ours which perishes with time because it decays with time. Therefore there is no death in that sense of what we and I describe as death. It is the soul which migrates from one body, a perished body, into a virgin body. If such is the beauty of this death and the soul of Dr. Kalam is still alive and around, what is it that we are grieving for? Vandavar ellam thangi vittal inda mannil namakku idamedu, said Kannadasan. If all the people who descend onto this earth were to remain in this earth, where is the place for all of us? So the eternal rule is people who come onto this earth have to depart. And therefore there is nothing to grieve when the end comes to everyone. And that is why we say that when the end comes, and it has been a life of purpose, a life of meaning, a life which was dedicated for the cause of the nation and for all causes that were espoused, that life is to be celebrated. That life is to be rejoiced. Because that will provide the inspiration, that will provide the stimulus for the young ones which are left over to carry on the mission. Despite all these facts about the Shastra, the scriptures, I didn't quote the Quran to take it, but there are enough there also for me to say. Despite all this, that death is majestic and beautiful, there is still grief in all of us. There is still darkness that is enveloping all of us. It is basically because, not because of death, but because of the basic fact of the absence, substantial absence, of men like Dr. Kalam in the residual citizens who are left over in this world. If only we have enough of Kalams all over the world, then the grief would have been less poignant and it would not be as we are feeling today. Whenever he was around, it was a comforting shoulder. You could have seen how he is at home with everyone, wherever he goes, not necessarily in the platforms that we had showcased to you. He was like a cool breeze on a warm, sunny day. That coolness is to be seen, to be experienced. This is a me-me world. Atmospheric pollution, the carbon emission levels have crossed 400 ppm long time back. The highest ever to have been reached in this planet Earth after it was being discovered. But much more than this pollution is the pollution of the mind and the heart that has afflicted this world. If there is any point of time in history where the world is most disconnected, it is now and now. This is despite the fact that Facebook has created 1.5 billion faces connected together. There are 4.5 billion updates which are taking place every day. And yet, each one of us in any part of the globe, to whichever country we belong, we suffer in isolation. We suffer in fear of destruction. If anyone has the capacity and the power to change this web, it is only the people of the world. It is their ability and capacity that can change that. For them, it has to transit from me, me to we, we. And this transition can come only from giving without expectation and receiving in return only blessings and adulations, as Dr. Kalam said in that documentary. Yasmin jivati jivanti dina mitra bandhavaha parasparam jivitam tasmai atmartho kona jivati. Who does not live for himself? I live for myself. You live for yourself. But he alone lives who lives for others. It requires no convincing for me to say that Dr. Kalam lived for others. He lived for everyone, including himself, of course. It can't be to the exclusion of the person who lives. And therefore, that's a life worth rejoicing. Thiruvalluvar says in Thirukkural that the best characteristics of people is not by birth. People are distinguished. Pirappokkum ella uyirukkum sirappova seidhoyir vetrumayan. All of us are born equal. But distinctions can be made only from accomplishments, only from achievements that we make. By any standards of evaluation, Dr. Kalam had indeed accomplished whatever he wanted during his life journey, and therefore he is distinguished. On the 15th of October 2010, which coincided with the 79th birth anniversary of Dr. Kalam, certain academic bodies of the United Nations celebrated it as the World Students' Day. The power of persuasion of the government of the day is extremely good with non-Indians. And therefore, I am sure, much as they succeeded to have 21st of June as the World Yoga Day, it's possible if the government works that 15th of October can be the World Students' Day. It will not be a day of remembering Dr. Kalam, but each one of us can take one single step forward, however symbolic that be, in whichever part of the globe that be, to take that nation where we are born one step ahead to the concept of developed country. Rudyard Kipling, once addressing the students of an American university, said, "One day you will come across a man who will care not for fame, wealth, glory, and then you will remember how poor you are in his company." To most of us, had experienced that poverty when we are in the company of Dr. Kalam. We saw in him glimpses of Gandhiji, a bit of it, of the truth that comes out of his art. And of course his mentors, all of them, Dhawan or Vikram Sarabhai or Homi Baba, which he reflected to whatever extent he was inspired by them in the conduct that he had before the public. If our in post-independent area, arena of ours, other than Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, somebody endeared himself so closely to the children of this country, to the youth of this country, it is Dr. Kalam and Dr. Kalam alone. He was convinced beyond doubt that the greatness of this nation can be realized, that the pristine glory of this nation can be regained only through the children of this land of ours. He always used to extensively quote and say that in the 18th century, this country had the highest GDP in the world. And this country and China together accounted for 51% of the GDP of the world. If ever we were to imagine to go back to that greatness of this land of ours, it is the children alone. And it's quite logical, because if 54% of the population is below the age of 20, who else can shape this country than this dominant population of our country? These are the children who might not have seen the freedom struggle. They might not have even seen the sufferings that our national leaders had to go through to get us freedom. Equally lucky are they that they have not seen the doomsday that had fallen us post-independence, of the broken promises, of the hollow statements that were made by the politicians of the day, who destroyed the fabric of the society by the divisive politics that they played on the basis of caste, creed and community. They will rise to a morrow full of hopes and challenges, and they will be equal to the task. They will be the architects of this nation. They shall shape the destiny of this nation. And that Dr. Kalam realized, that they and they alone will do it. And therefore, most of his lifespan he spent with children. And he always used to advocate very strongly the cause of students. And if ever he were to go through the various speeches that he had made, he used to advocate a Panchasheel for the country. The blueprint, however easy it may look at, in fact, people who get into the process of actually implementing it will know that it cannot be as simple as what Dr. Kalam says. But then there is so much of depth in the thought that he gave when he said, a child-centered education, a woman-centered family, a human-centered development, a knowledge-centered society, and an innovation-driven nation. And this is what he practiced all his life in believing in these young ones. And I am sure it is these young ones who will carry the torch from Dr. Kalam and take this nation to its rightful place amongst the Committee of Nations as one of the most advanced nations in the world. Statues and busts are required for small great people who are ever in the fear of premature abortion of their counterfeit celebrity. But they never perish who live in the hearts of people. Even if they move away from the physical plane, they become the warp and woof of the thoughts and dreams of the succeeding generations. They carve for themselves a niche in the rocky temple of reverential gratitude. Dr. Kalam joins the galaxy of such great Indians to whom the country will be ever grateful. May he continue to inspire us and bless us to take this nation forward. Thank you.